actresses I know aren't much better than... Ah.
Will 5 shillings be sufficient?
I was hoping for a little more, Miss Paxton.
As was I. Sign here, please. I will expect an itemised list of everything spent.
Reporting the news isn't like accountancy, Miss Paxton. Things happen, there aren't always receipts.
Where might you be found, Mr. Marshall? If you're wanted.
Why, in Didcot, Miss Paxton, where the story is. Unless, of course, it turns out to be in the smart houses of Piccadilly, where the railway kings have their offices. In which case, perhaps you could write it yourself.
And good day to you, Mr. Jack Marshall.
Hey! Excuse me. Aaron Howard. I'm looking for Mr. Howard.
Then you found him.
You're the investigator for the railway company.
If it's any of your business.
Jack Marshall, chief correspondent for the Morning Herald.
Never heard of it.
It's new, Mr. Charles Dickens. You know him? We're working together, just starting up. It's new, different.
Ah, of course. I love Pickwick.
So what have you found?
Hard to tell. A train comes off the rails, leaves a lot of mess behind. Here. Yeah. That was a window frame. Look at it now. An awful thing when a train smashes up. So many die, so many injured.
Was it an accident or work not completed? Shoddy goods. What happened here, Mr. Howard?
I can't tell you that.
What have you heard?
Rumours. Just a phrase. If you want to find anything substantial, you'll have to go... Ah, she wouldn't want to go there.
Where?
Nah, it's impossible. They'd never talk to you. They wouldn't trust a gent. Ah, no. More likely off, kill him if he was lucky.
I'm not a gentleman. I'm a reporter.
Yeah, whoever you are, you wouldn't want to slip into a navvy's camp.
But that's it.
That's where you go. Well, I wouldn't. No one with any sense would go there. Drunkenness, lewdness, violence. Men and women together with no sanction of the church. Oh, Lord, on a Monday morning, if there aren't at least 3 dead bodies to be found and it's been a quiet weekend. No, sir. Stay away.
What did you hear? Oh.
On your own head, be it. Just a few words. A whisper. The railway kings. Just that.
I give you a toast. The railway kings. Entrepreneurs, men of vision who are leading this country forward into a new age.
The railway kings!
Yeah!
Charles, there you are.
The railway king of kings himself. How are you, Joseph?
As always, Charles, more to the point, how is our newspaper? I'm on fire to see the first edition.
You may be. Ah, Agnes, I was just about to tell your father that our expectations are...
Hi.
Agnes, my dear. Now, you're not a bother to Charles, are you?
She keeps an eye on the petty cash. And very well, too, if I may say so.
Splendid. Look after the shillings and the millions will take care of themselves. Now, excuse me, I must have a word with Brunel. I need him to keep the GWR board steady.
Oh, why?
Railway shares are down. Big drop. 2 months ago, they were sky high. The Didcot crash has made everyone shaky. We're having to start cutting things damn fine, if you'll excuse my language. Cutting wages, and the navvies don't like that one bit. We'll need our paper to turn a good profit, Charles. Ah, excuse me. There he is.
Is he? Wait, I need a word.
Did you tell Papa that we're featuring the railway story in the first issue?
You're not concerned, are you? I'd hate to see a frown on that pretty face.
Oh, I think faces of every kind should be allowed to frown. And I suppose I am. It would hurt him if it seemed we were turning against him.
With his own money, too. It's a hard business, this newspaper business. But we should be enjoying ourselves. Shall we dance?
Oh, you know I hate dancing, Charles.
Too frivolous, Agnes.
Too left feet, Charles. You tread on my toes. Is there any news from that rather annoying young man you hired?
Annoying and rather too handsome, I would say.
Shouldn't we be more concerned with Mr. Marshall's writing than his looks? And besides, you're a bit of a dandy yourself.
I'm sure he's getting on.